is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. It's a health setback for Pope Francis as he fights pneumonia. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Rome.
The Holy See is reporting that Pope Francis remains in critical condition after suffering a prolonged respiratory crisis earlier today. The update added that the pontiff required high-flow oxygen, and in a first during this hospital stay, blood transfusions after tests revealed anemia. Doctors said he was in more pain than yesterday, but Francis remained alert.
There was a deadly shootout at a hospital in York, Pennsylvania today. York County DA Tim Barker says a gunman took a hostage in the intensive care unit at UPMC Memorial Hospital.
Came out holding at gunpoint a member of the UPMC staff who was also had her hands tied with the aforementioned zip ties. Holding her at gunpoint, coming out into the hallway, the officers, left with no recourse, did open fire.
Three officers and three hospital staffers were shot. One of the officers died. The gunman was also killed. No patients were injured. Hours after Hamas released six Israeli hostages, Israel has not turned over the 600 Palestinian prisoners it had promised. CBS's Deborah Pata has more.
In Gaza, relatives waited anxiously for the more than 600 Palestinians jailed in Israel who were due to be freed in exchange for the hostages. I want to fly in the air, said Soraya Abu Diraz. I can't wait for him to come home.
Israel says it will not release the prisoners until it gets assurances that Hamas will stop holding what it calls humiliating ceremonies when it releases hostages. If you're a federal employee, keep an eye out for an email from Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. CBS's Willie James Inman explains.
Federal employees have begun receiving an email with instructions to reply with five bullet points of what they accomplished in the last week, with a deadline set for late Monday evening.
Musk says workers who don't reply by the deadline will be expected to resign. Doge is expected to fire 5,400 probationary employees at the Pentagon next week. President Trump applauded Musk and his cost-cutting efforts during a speech before the Conservative Political Action Committee today. Opposite CPAC, Vermont Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders launched his national tour to fight oligarchy in Iowa City.
That is what we are fighting for, government of the people, by the people, for the people, not a government of the billionaires, by the billionaires, or for the billionaires.
Sanders said voters need to stop Republicans from cutting Medicaid and giving tax breaks to billionaires. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rock Legends, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Singer Geddy Lee has sold over 40 million albums as part of the rock band Rush. He discusses his memoir, My Effin' Life.
We all think we know ourselves, but we keep secrets from ourselves. It takes a deep dive like that to turn over all the stones and see, wow, that was me.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Celebrating Black History Month, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Growing up, Robert Battle dreamed of dancing for the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. Now artistic director, he discusses the dance group's 60th anniversary.
You have to be mindful that you are part of a legacy, that you're taking care of a legacy that has history.
What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. Huh, that was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
The nation could be facing a hospital bed shortage in a few years.
Researchers say the average national hospital occupancy rate stands at 75%, 11 points higher than it was before the COVID-19 pandemic hit the nation. UCLA's Dr. Richard Luchter.
I think we're already starting to see the effect of this now, and unfortunately, unless we do something, it may get worse.
That means there's no buffer for factors including daily bed turnover or seasonal fluctuations in hospitalizations, he adds.
So you might start to see, you know, medication errors, delays in critical medications.
UCLA researchers say there needs to be a better mechanism for reimbursing hospitals, as well as an expansion in the pipelines for healthcare professionals. They also say private equity firms buying hospitals and effectively selling them for parts is contributing to the problem. Allison Keys, CBS News.
You can hear the extended interview with Dr. Luchter on the CBS News Roundup podcast. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low around 20. And for tomorrow, a partly sunny sky and warmer with highs in the mid-30s. Temps jump up into the 40s through the next week, staying warm with a few rain showers around. It's 24 right now.
WRJN. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. But baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. You're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So we'll be right back.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. It rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you? Dream believer and a home.
in his shoe.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. The happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
WRJN.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson. The Milwaukee historian and teacher travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. but I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. To an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you finally now.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Yeah.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion.
this little woman. I feel it's happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. I found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day. Just can't be right. And I'm telling you, it's too late.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Pope Francis has suffered a setback as he battles double pneumonia. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco has the latest.
Pope Francis suffered a respiratory crisis that required he be placed on oxygen today, and the Vatican says he remains in critical condition. The Pope, who has been in the Gemelli Hospital in Rome since Friday last week, also required blood transfusions today, linked to anemia.